Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Seeing the need to help school children in Northumberland County, Port Hope mom Sarah Turk partnered with the United Way Northumberland to fill the back of her pickup truck with much-needed school supplies. While the essentials are requested, 850 backpacks will be created grade-specific, which will be distributed soon. I spoke with Turk and Alicia Van Dyne, Executive Director of the United Way Northumberland, about this fundraiser.
Kids in our community need supplies for when they go back to school, right? Kids are hard on each other, so it just helps when you walk into school on the first day and you know you have your backpack and your crayons and rulers, same as every other kid.
Yeah, it's kind of an exciting day back to school, right? But you're equipping the kids with what they need to really keep that excitement up going into school.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I see that your Dodge Ram, black Dodge Ram here, is getting filled up. It's not quite there yet, so obviously we need some more people to come out. But what supplies are you most interested in? What are you seeing people dropping off?
We're seeing a lot of crayons, pencils, rulers, notebooks coming in, which are fantastic. We're also looking for snacks. We're going to be putting some snacks in the backpacks this year, as well as all different grades. So we're starting at junior kindergarten, going right up into high school. So the high school kids are looking for things like scientific calculators, those sleeves that hold their Chromebooks to protect them. So lots of different items.
You're talking about a backpack a second ago. What kind of package are you hoping to put together for the children?
So it will be grade specific for each grade. The younger kids are going to be looking for things like crayons and pencil cases, some notebooks, some literacy books to read. And then as we move up in grades, we're going to be looking for, you know, those math kits, scientific calculators, binders for more of the high school students.
And how many children are you hoping to help this year?
About 850 backpacks is what we're United Way is looking for. So this is going to help put a good dent, I think, in that, which will be amazing.
I noticed there's a kind of a debit machine.
Yes.
On the desk. Are you also accepting donations?
Absolutely. So we do have debit. We can accept cash as well. All of that is going to go back into purchasing supplies. So
then how did you get involved with United Way on this project?
I reached out to United Way. I know a number of their staff. So I reached out and asked what was their shortfall in the community and what did they need help with, and they came up with the backpack program. So we put together this donation drive and we're hoping to make it annual every year.
So you're out here for one day, but what happens if people want to make a donation afterwards?
They can reach out to myself. I can direct them to United Way. If they want to drop off cash or a check, we can make sure that it gets into United Way's hands.
Now, when I kind of look at this, I'm like, why does a person come up, how do you come up with this idea, and really why do you want to do it? Like, kind of let's dive into that. I mean, do you have children, and did you see the need, like, of some other students that your kids went to school with maybe struggling to put a backpack together?
Yeah, so I do have two kids. My son is 19, so he's now out of high school. My daughter is currently going into grade 10. And I did sit on Dr. Hawkins' council for 2 years as well, on the school council. So I do see that need in our community. And it's wonderful to be able to give back and make sure that the kids are supported.
Well, you know, Sarah's so community-minded. She actually reached out to us. We had met at a chamber function. We were talking about backpacks for kids, and she said, I want to help. And that's how we connected. And so this today is really a culmination of something that she felt really passionate about. She certainly is very community-minded.
So then how did you come to the conclusion that you need 850 backpacks?
Well, you know, from the most part, it's budgetary, but we know that we'll probably get requests for more than that. But we want to make sure that we are getting them to the right people, distributing them so that we know the folks that really, truly need them are getting them. And we've moved our model. And so if there is need beyond the September timeframe, we're always going to make sure that we have some backpacks in our stock room to make sure that if there's somebody in, say, in January, because semesters change and they're finding themselves struggling, they can reach out to us as well. So we're going to deploy 850 in August, but we'll make sure that we'll have some available for the rest of the year.
So then how do you distribute them?
We work a lot with Northumberland County Social Services, but we also work with our not-for-profit charitable partners. You know, for example, our Northumberland Child Development Center has made a request. Many of the children's charities have individual programs where they know their clients. They know that their clients may be struggling, and so they request on their behalf. And that's where we come up with that 850. We're really excited about this program. We've been thinking a lot, not just about backpacks, but what we should put in backpacks as well. We've been talking to educators to find out what should we be putting in them to ensure that students have the right tools. And it's something like, we think of binders and paper being something that's important for high school students when they're given a Chromebook. So this year, we're making sure that each of the high school backpacks has a sleeve to protect the Chromebook that they're given through their high school. So it's that kind of evolution that we are always thinking about. And if someone does have a suggestion, please reach out to us as well, because we take all of those as ideas.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.